Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with potato pancakes. One of my favorite potato preparations. It's something I just don't make often enough. Super easy to make. Take 2 pounds. Actually, I had 2 1/4. 2 pounds of russet potatoes. Peel them and then grate them with a cheese grater into a bowl of very cold water. And I'm also going to grate in 1/2 onion into the same bowl. And by the way, you've never cried until you've grated onion. It's a good cry. All right, once that's done, I'm going to add some more water, fill it up a little more, and these are just going to sit in the cold water for about 20-30 minutes. You don't need to rinse it, just let them sit there. In the meantime, take a couple eggs, some flour, black pepper, a little pinch of cayenne, salt, of course, and we're going to whisk that up until very smooth, and then set that aside. When our potatoes are ready, drain them, rinse them, put them in a colander and squeeze, 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 squeeze. All the water must be squeezed out. So I squeeze it a fistful at a time, and then I press it again with some paper towel. Make sure all the water is out of your potatoes. It's the only way to screw this up, is to have wet potatoes. Once the potatoes are as dry as humanly possible, add them to a bowl, mix in your egg mixture with a spatula, and that is a potato pancake mixture ready to fry. It's an incredibly easy recipe, I told you. I'm going to cover that while I make these because you don't want any air to get to the potatoes if possible because they do oxidize. This is not something you could store, put away, and it's going to be good the next day. So you're going to want to make this stuff fresh. All right, now to fry these, we're going to use a heavy-duty skillet with a good amount of oil. They say 1/4 inch of oil. I don't know if you quite need that much on the bottom, but you need enough oil to come up the side, at least halfway up the pancake if you want a nice crispy cake. This one I'm just doing a little test to taste for salt. We're going to heat the pan on medium-high, and when it's hot, add your pancake mixture, flatten it out. This one's a little smaller than the ones you're going to see, but again, I'm just tasting for seasoning. I'm going to taste this. Oh man, so good. And it did need a little more seasoning. So what you want to do is you want to put your oil in the pan, heat it to medium-high. When it starts to shimmer, add your potatoes, flatten them down a little bit. They don't have to be round. Who says they have to be round? If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. The kitchen is no place for a perfectionist. All right, flatten them down to about 1/2 inch. Cook them for about, like I said, 5 minutes per side. You want to see the edges get really crispy and crunchy before you turn them. 5 minutes on the other side. And when I flip them, normally I'll turn it down to medium. Because this is raw potato, you got to give it time to cook through. If you keep going on high heat or medium high the whole way, sometimes towards the end, the edges start getting a little too brown and the middle isn't quite tender enough. And there you go. I top mine with smoked salmon, sour cream, and dill. Very classic combination. You can do these with applesauce and sour cream.